नमो विष्णु पदाय गौरपृष्ठाय भूतले श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति अतिमत्त चरित्राय स्वासितानंच पालिने जीव दुखे सदार्थाय नाम प्रेम प्रदायने वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं माम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय कोटि कोटि दंडत प्रणाम under the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad. Ashwatthasa Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And then, in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Nittalida Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Especially, I am coming to Western countries, especially by the mercy of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. In couple of years, after sannyas in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, he came to America, New Jersey, and from there, in a couple of years, he preached all over America, then European countries, Australia, here and there. He started preaching centers in the midst of ocean, in Hawaii, in Canada, Saranagati, in mountains, in forest, here, there, everywhere. He translated so many books, authorities, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so many. Wrote Krishna book and so many things. So very soon, in a couple of years, he did. A general person cannot do all these things. Only by the mercy of Krishna or Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, by a special power. So they sprinkled a special power on him and he preached. Very soon, Srila Prabhupada sent so many preachers before. They were not so much successful. They went to British
Royal family
and others. One or two only came. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj entered in hippies. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. And from there he started his mission. And very soon, big family came, they joined, and he did some miracle in couple of years. I wanted to see where he has gone. This is the place of my pilgrimage. So I went there and saw how glorious was. How glorious. Even today, those who are coming, reading his books, and sharing his glory, all are coming. Those who are coming to me, also that I served him, I followed him, and that is why all are coming. So I am giving lotus pushpanjali unto her lotus feet. Especially this year, our Navadvip Parikrama was very, very successful. In my 60 years Parikrama, this was best successful. Indra was very merciful. Not so much heat, clouds everywhere, no rain, no rain, no difficulties. Sweet Hari Katha, very sweet Hari Katha, and sweet programs according to our Shastra. I think many of you have joined and what tested all these things. But rare, and now we are almost same and something more. We are gathered here. What is our purpose? What is our aim that we came here? Buddha Prabhu will explain.
Om Abhyanta Nantasya Yadanchana Samakaya Chakshuram Nalitam Jena Tasma Shri Gurudev Namaha. Shri Gurudev has ordered me to say a few words on the reasons why we've all come here today. For most of us, it's obvious why we're here, but for my purification, I'll say a few words and glorify Shri Gurudev and all the assembled Vaishnavas. The reason why we're here today is because we're all suffering in the blazing fire of material existence. Samsara dava nana nina loka tanaya karna kanana kanakana tvam bhaktasya kalina dananavasya vande garoshi taranadabindam. We're all suffering the threefold miseries of material existence, adidaivaka, adibodhika, and adiatmaka. We're suffering tsunamis, cold weather, earthquakes, plagues, AIDS, so many things. H5N1, the new plague. So many terrible things that we have to suffer under the direction of the demigods, forces outside of our control. We're also suffering under our bodies, various ailments, sicknesses, disease, old age, and ultimately death. And we're also suffering from other living entities. People that want to take what we have, people that want to give us a hard time, people that want to correct us and tell us how we can improve ourselves, want to bother us with all of their good ideas. So many different ways that we're suffering. So we're suffering this blazing fire of material existence. And as human beings, we have one special gift. And that special gift is to ask why. Why am I suffering? Why am I here? Why is this happening to me? There must be a reason. I have the faculty of discrimination. I can reason. I can separate my existence from the existence of others, and I can ask why I'm in this blazing fire. So we begin the process of questioning why I'm here, more importantly, how I can get relief. And if we're sincere enough, and in previous lifetimes we performed enough pious activities, then maybe we become very fortunate to come in touch with a Sadhguru, Holy Master, a proper bona fide Vaishnava like Srila Gurudev. And when that happens, where our fortune becomes assured, we can then know that simply by coming in touch with him, simply by having his darshan, that if we follow his instructions and we fall at his lotus feet and beg for his mercy, that in no time at all, time is relative, so one lifetime, three lifetimes, 10, 100, 10,000, but in some time our material existence will come to an end. And why will it come to an end? Because we've rendered some service to the Vaishnava. Srimad Bhagavatam states that a moment's association with a pure devotee bestows such great gain upon the living entity that it actually cannot be described, the good fortune that comes to one who is able to have darshan of the pure devotee. But having darshan of the pure devotee is one thing, but hearing from him is another, because that is the real darshan, that is the real Hari darshan, is to hear what the Holy Master has to say. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Tadvidi paripatena paripasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanimastatva darshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service to him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he is seeing the truth. Because he is seeing the truth, the real truth, the summum bonum, the supreme reality at every minute within himself and around himself. So by inquiring submissively and hearing Harikatha from the pure devotee, and by rendering some service to him, all of our anarthas, all of our bad things, our attachments to these physical bodies, which are the source of pain, these physical bodies are actually the vehicle by which we suffer these different ailments I spoke about in the beginning, these different pains of the blazing fire of material existence. Because the spiritual master gives us knowledge about who we really are, our remembrance of our real self and our real purpose. He reminds us that we're Krishna Das and Krishna Dasi. He gives us the means to connect again with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because why? Because he is God's emissary. He is as good as God, the Shastras tell us. Not God, but as good as God. And for those who have experienced the Holy Master, he's actually better than God. Because when God's mercy, when Krishna's mercy becomes very, very thick, very hard, raw, like rock candy, the spiritual master manifests and says, oh, so you really want to get out of the material world? You want to leave this blazing fire? Okay, come. Take my instruction, take my association, and come with me and leave all of this unpleasantness behind. Although I've taken enough of your time, I've said some very simple words. This is my little bit of understanding, and I'm hopeful that you'll bless me, that I can actually, instead of being a poser as a devotee, that I can actually become a real devotee and follow the orders and instructions of Srila Gurudev. Bunch of complicated
Sri But Harinamananda Prabhu, his family, and all other devotees, arranging this meeting. I want that Harinamananda Prabhu speak two words.
I would just like to make a few words of heartfelt welcome to Srila Gurudev, first of all, and to all the Vaishnavas, the sannyasis especially, to Srimati Sharmarani Didi, all of my godbrothers, my godsisters, and all the other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have come here. Like Udara was saying, there is a really simple reason, first of all, why we're coming here. It's because we are attracted to Krishna's pure devotee. He is not different from Krishna in one way, and therefore he also has that feature of being attractive like Krishna. Gurudev once explained that the mercy that is coming from Gurudev, upon which we are all dependent to make any advancement in spiritual life, is actually depending on the mercy of Krishna's pure devotee and the Vaishnavas. So when we come to Gurudev, and in the very beginning we may not know Gurudev, but when we come to him and we feel this attractiveness, and our hearts melt in his presence on beholding these beautiful Vaishnava qualities, it is the beginning of a relationship where Srila Gurudev comes into our life, and even if he is not physically present after such a festival as this or any other occasion where we physically meet him, we can experience from there that he comes into our life in such a way where he is present in our hearts and mind practically every second of the day, and we can see that any realizations we may have, any expansion in our understanding of Krishna consciousness, is simply due to this mercy of Krishna which is coming through Srila Gurudev. That is a practical, feasible experience all of us are making. And this is also another attractive experience we have by experiencing and understanding more and more of what Krishna consciousness is through hearing Harikatha from Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. We have a greater appreciation and the desire in our hearts to pick up the practically eternal battle against those anarthas that have been resting in our hearts since time immemorial, and which we are on our own completely incapable of defeating, no matter how many intelligent efforts we may make. So being dependent upon Srila Gurudev's mercy helps us to overcome the conflicts we sometimes experience, and therefore my conclusion, the one that I always reach, and I think all of us are in the same boat, is that I simply wish to become a beggar at Srila Gurudev's lotus feet and remain there forever as a humble recipient of his mercy. Srila Gurudev ki jai.
I realize that mostly devotees, they become weak where we are not going. They begin to chant less or stopping, no guru mantra, no inspiration, nothing. That is why I thought to inspire them. Sometimes I should come to European countries, sometimes in the side of Australia, sometimes in America, to inspire. They should not be weak. You know that if you will collect so much money, but one day we will have to give up. You will be old, and then you will die, leaving everything here. not a single farthing with you. Always remember, that is sure. So in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavanti manushyam arthatam anityam apihadira turnam jatet na patet anumittu javat nise asaya visaya khalu sarvata. Turnam jatet na patet anumittu javat. Our death is sure. Before that, we have to realize Krishna and ourself. Transcendental form, Krishna Darsya. Then life is successful. Otherwise, life is not successful. Especially this iron yug, Kali yug. Very terrible. Only in one sense it is okay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, so it is Dhanya Kali. And especially, so many dosh, fault are there. Only one time Krishnam chanting, your life will be successful. In this sense. So this is Iron Age Kali Yuga. After disappear of it, Krishna, all great sannyasis, rishis, maharshis, they were collected. All they came on the bank of Namisharan, on the bank of Gomati. Gomati, yeah, what? And they asked Śrūta Gosvāmī that you are disciple of Śrīla Śukadeva Gosvāmī. You know all Vedas, Shastra, and the essence of Veda, Brahma Sutra. You have read all these things. Especially you have heard Srimad Bhagavatam from your father. You are very intelligent and even very merciful. This Kali Yuga, how? Prayena alpa ayusha sabhya kala vasmin yuge jana mandasu manda matayo manda bhagyas upadvita. In Satya Yuga, I've heard that Hiranyakaspu did 60,000 years austerities, tapasya. What was his age? Raman, Kumbhakaran, Meghna, long life, lakhs and lakhs years. Gradually it was reduced. Now Kali Yuga, not more than 100. In 100, half we sleep. And then 20 years or 25 years in learning to be qualified for any job. And 80 to 100 years, too old, we cannot do anything. Only 10 years to marry, to look after their children, and thus passes away. So, turnam jate tanapate tanubantu javan. before your death. You should realize who are you. What is the relation of Supreme Lord Krishna? And try to practice. Especially in the way that our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself being Krishna, taking the mood and intrinsic mood and beauty out of mercy. He has told to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, that is Gaurbani, a book has been
published,
Gaurbani Pracharine. You should try to collect that book. Very good. You should read. So, what is Gaurbani? We should know. So, we should try to realize Rupa Goswami's writings, Raghunath Das Goswami's writings, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Guru Thakur writings. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is called Sanatan Saptam Goswami. He has written so many books. What he realized, he wrote. We can read Jaiva Dharma. So here, in Kali Yuga, only 10 years. In 10 years, to marry, to look after children, and so many things. In a moment, it passes away. Very lucky persons, those who are fortunate, they will listen the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swamiji came, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Gaurbani Pracharine. He began, but his Prabhu called him. He could not do all. So in his last word, he called me there in Vrindavan and told me, I collected so many disciples, but I could not
train them properly.
Please help them. I told that I promised that I will do, and that I am doing. You see that how many senior devotees of Swamiji are here coming to me and I am helping them. So, he told Bhuri Karmani Sottabdhyani Vibhagasa Ata Sadho Ata Jatsarang Samudhitya Manishaya Bruhina Saddhadhanang Jenatma Suprasindha. He asked, very intelligent you are. You should tell me that how Atma, soul, will be happy. He never asked for body, mind, never. Not for Brahmachari, Sannyasi, for anyone. How a soul can be happy? And then he became very happy to hear. And he did pranam to his Gurudev. And told the way how soul can be happy. Savai punsang. Paro dharmo jato bhakti radho khaje. Ahetukya apatihata. Jayatma samprasidati. As question, as answer. He asks, how soul can be happy? You are not this physical body, you should all realize. This is the bag of urine, stool and so many things. But Krishna has made it very beautiful, attractive. Ready to attract anyone, Brahma. And also, male, very attractive. Very, very hard to do bhajan in Kali Yuga. We see that so many sannyasis going down, only attachment to ladies or attachment to
male.
We should be very careful, very, very careful. We have done it in past koti-koti, crores of lives. We have done it, but we are not satisfied. Still we want. So try to listen Hari Katha, Shastra, Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Puran and all other things that are giving, teaching us. So sabai punsan, for all living beings, surely this is Parama Dharma. Laukik Dharma, no Paramarth. So, Parama Dharma, Jato Bhakti Radhok Khaje, beyond the limit of word, mind, and speculation. Ahetuki, without any reason. If he will do bhakti, then our atma will be, soul will be happy. Otherwise there is no other meaning. What is bhakti? Then, by the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami has written two most important books, Bhakti Swami Sindhu and next Ujjwal Lin Mani. Bhakti Swami Sindhu he has written. Anna Vilasita Sunyam Gyan Karmat Dana Vridam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. What is the meaning?
Omajnanatinirandasya jnananjanashalakaya chakshurun meditam yena tasmai sri gurave namah.
So Srila Gurudev is giving the introduction of the king of all shastras, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has referred to the verse in which Srila Suta Goswami has answered one of the questions of the sages, that what is the topmost duty or dharma for the human beings by which they can attain atma supersedity, full satisfaction of the soul. So in that verse that Srila Gurudev has quoted, Savai Pung Samparo Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhok Shaje Ahoy Tuki Apratihata Yai Atma Supersedity, there it is described that bhakti should be unmotivated, ahoy tuki, and also uninterrupted, apratihata. Then it can, and it must be to Adhoksaja, the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the range of our senses, mind, and intelligence. And this bhakti that is producing
this unmotivated devotion and love for the Supreme Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, oh, that is considered Paradharma, highest Dharma. So to describe this bhakti, so that we can understand what is the definition of such pure level of bhakti, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to explain in a very concise way the definition of that bhakti, so that we may be able to understand how to apply it within our lives. So this verse that Srila Gurudev is quoting, it is the definition of bhakti. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anakulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Here the term is used, uttam bhakti. Uttam means topmost bhakti, pure bhakti. So here Srila Rupa Goswami first of all describes what are the impurities to this bhakti. This is the these are the marginal characteristics of what bhakti is not. First of all, he says, Anya abhilashita shunyam. Shunyam means devoid of. First of all, bhakti, real uttam bhakti, must be completely devoid of anya abhilas. That means all other desires, all other motivations and desires other than to please Krishna. If there is any other motivation or desire, then it is not pure bhakti. And he specifies what those, in which categories those other motivations and desires will be. He says, jnana karmadi anavritam. Here, avritam means to be covered. So, one may think that he is performing bhakti, but yet his bhakti may be covered by other motivations, beginning with jnana, karma, adi. Jnana means a desire for cultivation of impersonal knowledge to attain moksha or liberation. If there is a motivation within the heart of the performer that by doing this bhakti I will get sayujya mukti, I will get liberation, or even any of the other four types of liberation, sarupya, samipya, sarsi, etc. So this kind of motivation is covering one's bhakti. Therefore it cannot be pure bhakti. Jnana karmadi. Karma means desire for sense gratification. That means that either within this world, that one will receive by the performance of his so-called bhakti, that he will receive material benefits by which his senses will be gratified in this world. That is a covering to bhakti. And also, someone may be performing so many ritualistic activities, for example, karma kandiya activities, where he wants to elevate himself to heavenly planets after this life. He wants to go to higher destination within the material universe. This is all in the category of karma. So bhakti cannot be covered by this. Then adi, the word adi is used, that is referring to other motivations such as desires to cultivate mystic powers, yoga. By Ashtanga yoga practices, one may achieve mystic siddhis and powers by which he can control the environment of this material world. So this subtle material desires also, none of these can be there in the cultivation of bhakti, otherwise it is not uttam bhakti. Then, after describing what bhakti is not, then he says, what is the main characteristic of bhakti? There he says, anakulyena krishna anushilanam. This means that the performance of one's devotional services to the Supreme Lord must be anukul. Anukul means always favorable for the happiness of Krishna. That Krishna, he will derive happiness from the performance of my activities. Anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. And anushilanam means a constant cultivation, non-stop. The example is given just like when you pour honey from a jar, the honey comes out in an unbroken stream, continually flowing. So bhakti must also be an uninterrupted flow constantly for the satisfaction of Krishna. And therefore, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttama. This is the actual definition of uttam bhakti, pure bhakti.
Very good. Thank you. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janatayasu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Jadahetukam. This bhakti, what he defined, is of two kinds, Vaidhi and Raganuga. Where hearing Bhagavatam, if a greed comes that I should serve Krishna like Subal Sakha, Madhumangal, like Mother Jasoda Nanda Baba, especially like gopis, then by this greed, if anyone bring this bhakti, then it will go up to Golok Vrindavan. And where there is no greed, by hearing, if he will not do bhakti, then you will have to go to hell. By this fear, anyone introduced in bhakti, then by the bhakti. Especially if you have greed, then this bhakti goes up to sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, rood, adirood, modan, mohan, and madan, up to madan, this bhakti. Very special thing. And if there is no greed, then opulence may come and your bhakti will be mixed with opulence, then up to Vaikuntha. But for Golok Vrindavan to be the maid servant of Radhika, this greed, Raganuga, is essential. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Anarpit Yarim Chirat Karunaya Vatirna Kalau Samarpayitum. What? To give, to distribute, what? This Manjari mood to serve Radhika. So if you are very fortunate, very, very fortunate, very fortunate that you have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. But keep your hands here and realize that how much I am following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhagavatam. If you are totally following, renounce will come surely. It is bound to come. And all tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, prema tattva, krishna tattva, radha tattva, must come. If not coming, no realization, it means that there is some loophole in our practices. Try to
repair.
Correct. Try to repair. There is no time. At any time, earthquake may come, and lakhs are died. So many things happens. You see, So by heart and soul you should try to practice this bhakti yoga. Especially dharma sunishtita punsan visvaksen katha suja not padyat yadiratin sramaye vahi kevalam. We should try to hear first from Gurudev, from Siksha Guru. We can read Srimad Bhagavat, but you know that all Mayabadi read Bhagavat. They explain also Bhagavat, but no bhakti. Aham Brahmasmi Tattvamasi. So, ja Bhagavat pada, Vaishnavera sthane, go and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sunishtita unsang visvaksen katha suja. Those who have taste in Hari Katha, in the sweet pastimes of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nod Padyad Jadira Singh Samay Evahi Kevalam. Then your doing is only what?
Only
wasted labor.
Death. Zero. It goes death.
Useless.
Useless. So you should try to hear and to follow both at a time. And you will see that very soon Krishna will come in your heart. Dharma sunishtitang punsang na. Dharma prajjita kaitavo atta paramo nirmas saranang satam vastu sivadam tapatrayon mulilam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimba parai rishwara hridya avaruddhate Krishna pitvi susravis takkhana. If you have taste in hearing, then oh, Krishna will come in your heart. Radhika will come in your heart. Especially Srimatan Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantastho Jhapadrani Vidhano Sohit Swatam. Again you. Very important. This is the essence of whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Only this, some line of first canto, third adhyaya.
Srila Gurudev is now coming to the sequence of shlokas in this second chapter of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And here, Srila Suta Goswami is describing how, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the most miraculous effects will take place in the heart of the listener. First of all, he quotes the verse, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. So, here, the shloka is telling that Svakata Krishna, or in other words, Krishna Katha, the topics of Krishna, which are there in this Srimad Bhagavatam, Svakata means his very own performance of his own activities. And that this Krishna Katha, this Srimad Bhagavatam, is non-different than Krishna himself. So, when someone is hearing these topics, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, the hearing, the Shravana and the Kirtan, the chanting of this is topmost Punya. It is the most transcendental purifying activity. Kriti Yantaksto hi abhadrani. Within the heart of the listener, there are many abhadras. We have so many anarthas, unwanted things, inauspicious things that are within our heart that are preventing us from attaining pure bhakti and going forward in our eternal path of spiritual life. So the miraculous effect of Srimad Bhagavatam is that when one listens to this Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna himself, who is situated within the heart of the listener, he takes notice. Oh, this person is hearing about me. Hridyantaksto, Krishna is within the heart. And when he sees that he is hearing, then he abhadrani vidunoti suhritsatam. Now he becomes the suhrit, means the well-wishing friend, the dearmost friend of the soul. And he begins to act in a favorable manner by vidunoti, by cleansing the hearts of all of these unwanted abhadras. So the powerful effect of the Srimad Bhagavatam is such that if someone listens to it from an authorized personality, oh, then automatically his heart begins to be cleansed. Then, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Now, when the abhadras, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, when these inauspicious things within the heart, when they become somewhat removed, almost completely removed, not fully, almost removed, then, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya, by the process of constantly hearing and chanting this Srimad Bhagavatam, and also serving the personality who is the embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are two types of Bhagavatams, the Granta Bhagavat, the Shastra, and the Bhakta Bhagavat, the personification of the Shastra. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, when someone is constantly serving both the Srimad Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Then what occurs is he attains the platform of steadiness in his bhakti, Naishtiki Bhakti. That means that his bhakti is no longer anishtita. Anishtita means unsteady, disturbed by so many different practices that are detrimental for bhakti. So then after this takes place, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, then, what's the next one?
Nityam bhagavat seva bhagavati uttam sloke bhakti bhava tadarajas tamo bhava.
Tadarajas tamo bhava kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etayar anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. So now at this point, the effect of the modes of raja and tamagun, that means passion and ignorance, which cause lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, all of these things are caused by the effect of those modes of nature. So tada rajas tamobhava kama lobhadayaschaya cheta etayar anavidham. By this process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, now the consciousness, the soul, becomes unaffected by those lower modes of nature, and stitam sattve prasidati, now he enters into the realm of pure goodness, sattvagun, and his heart becomes very satisfied by this. Now he becomes more and more qualified to render pure bhakti. And then, evam prasanna manasho bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vigyanam bhukta sangasya jayate evam prasanna manaso. Now, by performance of this Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, his mind becomes prasanna, very satisfied by this transcendental taste. Always he's experiencing happiness, prasanna manasa, and his mind is taking pleasure and relishing the transcendental taste of pure bhakti and hearing and chanting about Krishna. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Now the transcendental realization, bhagavat tattva vijnanam, Now he begins to realize what is the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Bhagavat Tattva. He begins to, within his heart, have realization of that transcendental truth. And Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Now he begins to attain complete liberation from all the effects of this material existence. And then finally,
Bhidyate
Hridaya Grantis Chidyante Sarva Sangshaya Kshiyante Chasya Karmani Drishta Evat Manishvare. So Bhidyate Hridaya Grantis. Here there is a description that within our heart there is a knot which has tied our heart by all of these lower effects of passion and ignorance and such. And this knot becomes pierced now by the powerful effect of Srimad Bhagavatam and the powerful effect of pure bhakti. Vidyate Hridaya Granti. Now the knot in the heart is loosened. And Chidyante Sarva Sangshaya. Any kind of doubts, any kind of misunderstandings of what is the absolute truth, now all these doubts also become slashed. Kshiyante chasya karmani, and this endless cycle of birth and death and karmic reactions which are keeping us here in this world lifetime after lifetime, now this chain of repeated reactions becomes terminated, and drishta evatma nishvare. Now he gains the realization that my Atma is the eternal servant of the Supreme Atma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he begins to actually experience that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So by this power of the Srimad Bhagavatam, now all of these effects will come, and then one will enter actually into the path of bhakti in the higher levels, as Srila Gurudev has described, coming into the higher levels of bhav and prem and all of these. So this is the glory of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ram Chakravarti.
Krishna Das, Kirtan Kar.
Krishna Govind Govind Gopala
Krishna Govind Govind Gopala
Krishna Govind Govind
Gopala Krishna Govind Govind
Oh, Govindi, Govindi, Govindi,
Govindi, Govindi,
Govindi, Govindi, Govindi,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
begins Nodha Bhakti, Panchadha Bhakti, or three of them, or even only chanting her name, first he will see that everything is unfavorable. Supreme will come, he will realize. But if he will continue after some day, when test will come in bhakti, then he will see suffering are coming, but he is not disturbed. They are coming, but he is going, proceeding, keeping his head on all sufferings. And after that, at the stage of bhav or rati, what becomes? Or everything becomes favorable. Then prasanna manaso, kam lobhadi anapiddha chetam. At that time, he is always happy. Like Sukadeva Goswami, no unfavorable, nothing. Always happy. He never knows where he is going. He is always attached in Krishna and Krishna Katha, always remembering them. So, we should try to come in this process and stage it. At least, taste should come. Then chitta anabiddha and prasanna manaso, kaam, lobh, krodh, moh, anger, will go away. And he will be always happy. You know Bhishma? He fought for Duryodhana, but always happy. And he is Mahabhagavat, one of 12 Mahabhagavat.
Mahajan.
And Narad, Jam, and others. So, we should try to follow all these things in this life. Don't keep it for tomorrow. Don't keep it tomorrow. Who has seen tomorrow? So, in this mode, you should begin your bhajan. Don't go towards sense gratification. Never. Thousands and millions of births you have wasted your life in this. You should try to give this life only in Krishna Bhakti. Not general Bhakti. Raganuga Bhajan, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And very soon, you will see, like cows and friends of Krishna. When Krishna was in Bhandi, but all the cows going to take grass, 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 that is sense gratification, eating green grasses, and went in the place where there was sun,
blazing sun,
very hot. The dust were very dark.
Hot.
There was no way to come out of that forest. And also friends were there. Without asking Krishna, they went to search their cows. And they missed their way. And in the meantime, any asur of Krishna,
Kamsa, followers of Kamsa.
Kamsa. He gave fire in the forest. And at once, very big wind came and he took it everywhere. There was nowhere to save. They began to call, Krishna, Ram, save us, save us, save us. Krishna at once came, yes, and told, close your eyes. And what he did? He took all the fire in it. Very tasteful. And the cows saw that they are sitting under the shade of
Bhandirvat.
And friends also were taking prasadam, each other giving, laughing, joking. So if you will do bhajan like this, that we discuss, you see, whether I was dreaming or what, I am in Golok Vrindavan serving Krishna. Very wonderful, very wonderful. So, try to make your life successful. Gaur Premanande. Again some, anyone speak? Up to what time?
7:30.
What is?
7 o'clock.
No, we are asking how long program will go back now.
Also, aarti will be done. Tulsi Parikrama. So, anyone speak after that? My speaking?
Yes. 15.